there's fire, there's smoke. And if there's smoke, light it.
Studios. Brian, the Wizard of the Big Board, pulling some ancient smoke music out of the archives. Way to go, brother.
That's right. Welcome back. And that's Ohio Players.
Right.
It wasn't on an 8-track, was it, Brian? No. So rib variations, you had asked me during the break what my thoughts were on those. And I guess the one thing I wanted to kind of mention is another way to do ribs that I did done more and more of lately, but I did it for Christmas for my wife's family.
Pork or beef?
Both.
Okay.
I did it for I started doing it a couple years ago for the men's group with beef ribs.
Right.
And that worked out so well.
We got one of those
because they're so big, and you know you can rub the whole thing and get a treat. It's like you got a one off.
Right.
So I did that with a bunch of baby backs that I picked up from Sobey for my events a couple weeks ago, Christmas, last weekend, I guess. And I took those baby backs. I took, of course, the membrane off the back, and I cut them all into single ribs. And I was a little worried
about— Before you cooked them.
Yeah. I was a little worried about doing it because I'd done it with beef, and they're so big, it was great. But with these baby backs, they're kind of small, you know, so I got all these little ribs— And so I cut them individually, and I used Billy Bones competition rub.
Mm,
and
that's a good one.
And I threw them on the smoker for maybe 3 hours. And I did them, you know, the day of the event. So I'm going to say they were on for 3 hours. I pulled them off and put them in a chafing dish. Covered them with a bottle of Original Juan's American Stockyard barbecue sauce that I pick up at Sobey's. I used the Smoky Blues.
Not the Harvest Apple?
Nope. I used the Smoky Blues, and then I put them back in open and let them cook for a while. No, I covered them. Sorry. I put them back in covered in that chafing dish with some Smoky Blues. And then I pulled them out, and they were, like, gorgeous. So I took a bunch of sticks of butter and then a whole bunch of honey, and I did the Kansas City sticky rib treat.
Yep.
And I think they were the best ribs I've ever made. And they were individually done. So I did that because I only had, like, 5 racks, and we had 30 or 40 people there. And if I put a big slab out, the first 10 people would take all the slabs and we'd be done.
Right.
So this way, everybody could just take a couple and take their brisket and their pulled pork. And we jammed the barbecue. I had something else, too. I can't remember what it was. But so there was an abundant – oh, chicken.
Right. What kind of chicken?
Thighs.
Okay.
Skinless, boneless thighs.
The best for smoking,
they were
in my
great.
Opinion.
Everything was great. I mean, these people were I'm afraid I'll have to have Christmas every year.
Well, you have for the last several. You're doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
And we love it.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons
sneak in to get some of that great barbecue and leave before you even see me.
It's
right?
It's one of the reasons we added onto our house, honestly. We love having family events there.
Right.
Our family's expanding.
Sure.
Some of our brothers and sisters are, and they're all having grandkids or whatever, and it's just nice to, it's wonderful. It's the best
time
of year.
That's what the holidays are about.
It's a big part of it. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
So rib variations, I would tell you to, I'd encourage you to cut them into individuals or maybe 2 ribs at a time if you want. But
did you find they got done quicker? I'm wondering if there's more sides that are.
Maybe slightly.
Yeah, because 3 hours on a rack of ribs doesn't sound like enough.
Here's what I found is that the meat all the way around the rib was better.
Okay.
There was bark all the way around every rib.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what I like is the crunchiness.
Right.
And then when I slathered that sauce on them and then put put the butter and honey. What else can you add to them?
Right. So let's talk a little bit about
maybe.
That. So they're laying in a single layer in the bottom of this aluminum chafing dish or the pan.
Well, it was a stainless.
Stainless one. Okay, yep. So you put it in the hard pan then.
Yep.
Okay, so they're laying, but they're single layers, or did you stack them up?
No, they were stacked up.
Okay, so when you put the butter on there, was it like little, did you
tabs,
slice it off? The
tabs, yep.
Okay, so you sliced it off the stick, right? Yep. The quarter pound stick, you just sliced them off, and you didn't put one on every one, you just put it in there.
Yep.
And then the honey, same thing, you just drizzled it all over.
I friggin' lobbed it in there.
And the extra, the barbecue sauce went on first. I'm trying to get the order of things.
Yeah, the barbecue sauce went on for about a half hour or an hour. With the aluminum foil over the top of the pan covered, and it steamed them up a bunch, and they were just beautiful. But I thought I would push it over the edge and do a little butter and honey, and then when I took them out of there, I put them in the serving dish because this one was all smoked up and dirty now.
Yep.
So I had a clean pan, aluminum pan, ready, and when I did that, they kind of tumbled out of the thing, and all that beautiful batter from the bottom just coated everything all over again, the butter and the honey and the sauce, and my mouth's watering right now. That Jop, I'm telling you, they were so good, it's ridiculous.
So that was pork ribs.
Those were baby backs.
Right. So for the beef ribs, those are a whole different animal because, well, figuratively, and I guess, but
wow, thank you.
Yeah, there's some insight from the grilling guys. Yeah,
and he's got a PhD in entomology.
So you're taking a prime rib that's got a bone on it, and you like to cut that bone off. You feel like the bone has done its work.
Yep.
When the roast arrives, right? And you want bark all the way around.
And I'll be doing that in a couple weeks.
Right. We're doing like a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Like 400 or 500 pounds of this stuff we're going to be doing for our men's group at our church. We do this every winter. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, you take those off. Those ribs are on the smoker as well, but they're going to cook a little longer than a pork rib, right? I mean, just because they're bigger, they're more dense, and or not. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I honestly can't really remember. I do the same thing, cut them up into singles. But, those might cook 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's, you know,
it's always colder than heck out.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
And I think you're going to be in charge of the ribs this year.
Right. I'm running the smoker oven. I'm just stuff to keep warm. You're cooking it on the
know.
Big rotisserie.
I don't know how we're going to do that.
American barbecue system.
I think it might be nice to put yours on the ribs and just let them go all day on that low and slow because that's what it's good at in the winter. Yours is has struggles with the temp. So let's just do the ribs on yours and do an experiment.
Right.
Because you love experimenting with 300 men.
That's right. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. Negotiate a relationship like you negotiate a salary. State your boundaries and never settle for less than you're worth.
Ever settle for less than you're worth and make sure that you value what she is worth as well. I think that it's a mutual thing if it's going to work, right? So we're doing the ribs. Bob, we've got for our church men group, we've got 300 dudes to feed. This is a big task, and they hold us out to be the meat preparation team, and we bring in some extra guys when we do that because it's just what happens is that the prep to get it on the smoker, then it's not a lot of work while it's on the smoker. You got to watch, but then when it comes off the smoker and it's service time, man, we need people because there's a lot of cutting. We're smoking these whole prime ribs right together, and we're doing whole racks of ribs. So it should be a lot of fun. But where I want to go with this is that there needs to be one, maybe two, but generally one chief and a whole bunch of Indians when you're cooking for this many people. Somebody's got to be in charge, and that's always you at this thing. And then I just go and be the grill bitch, and I run herd on these guys because, and you do too, because they're very, very well intended, but oftentimes they want
to. This year.
What?
We've got help. We've got Mark Greaves helping us out
with
his big locker smoker.
Mark knows everything he needs to know about
barbecue.
With
the three of us there, I think we'll be able to committee this to death.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Mark is going to be there, and Mark's a very good smoker.
Yeah.
So he'll do his deal,
but
too.
But he doesn't have Ohio players.
Right, yeah, we do. Anyway, but so we're going to bring this train to the station. A little cold weather planning. Believe it or not, there's a new home and remodeling show coming up in a couple weeks here in Grand Rapids. It's kind of like a home show. And you're going to want to talk to these people about outdoor kitchens, so we're going to tip it off for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.